Welcome back to the Zcash podcast. It's January 10th, 2026, and we are analyzing Zcash network performance data. After a remarkably active day yesterday, the data for the 10th shows a significant cooling off period, Trinity, but with some very specific persistent anomalies we need to dissect.
Absolutely, Neo. Yesterday was high octane in terms of volume and activity. Looking at today's snapshot, the entire network profile appears to have slimmed down considerably. Where should we start our deep dive?
Let's begin where we always do, privacy flow. Yesterday, we observed a substantial net deshielding of over 150 ZEC. Today, that picture is almost perfectly neutral. We saw approximately 506 ZEC shielded and 506 ZEC deshielded, resulting in a net privacy flow of only negative 0.04 ZEC. This implies the large-scale consolidation or movement we tracked yesterday has subsided. The movement today is transactional noise, not directional market pressure.
That rapid shift to neutral is very reassuring, suggesting the previous day's flow was perhaps a temporary market move rather than a systemic exit from the privacy set. However, I noticed the overall engagement with the shielded pool has dropped significantly. We only recorded 80 shielded transactions today, down from 189 the day before.
That's correct. The percentage of total transactions utilizing the shielded pool has dipped slightly to 1.93%. While this is disappointing in terms of adoption percentage, the key takeaway here is the overall drop in transaction density. Transparent transactions fell from nearly 7,000 yesterday to just over 4,000 today. The entire network is running at lower saturation.
That drop in overall density must correlate heavily with our throughput metrics. The figures for total ZEC transferred are striking. We moved 244,000 ZEC today, which is barely 30% of the 814,000 ZEC volume seen the previous day. This translates to a $250 million decline in USD value transferred. Is this quiet period primarily driven by the large holders scaling back?
Undoubtedly. If we look at the transaction size categorization, the correlation is stark. Yesterday, we identified 1,019 transactions categorized as whale movements, meaning highly significant value transfers. Today, that count stands at 529. That's nearly a 50% drop in large capital activity. The whales have largely stepped back, allowing the network to breathe.
This reduced whale activity naturally brings us to the transaction fee landscape. This is where we often spot anomalies that need technical explanation. The median transaction fee remains rock solid, right around $0.038, confirming that for 99% of regular users, Zcash remains cheap to use. But the average fee is still drastically skewed at over $380.
That's the critical point, Trinity. While the average fee of $380 is much lower than yesterday's average of $1,139, the massive disparity still exists. This is entirely attributable to the outliers. Yesterday, we saw an astronomical maximum fee transaction. Today, the maximum fee recorded was lower, at roughly $212,000, but it is still an exorbitant sum for a standard transaction.
A single transaction costing $212,000 in fees. That is a substantial capital transfer merely to pay the network. For our listeners who might be new to these anomalies, what are the two most probable technical explanations for persistent high-value fee spikes like this?
There are two primary theories we constantly evaluate. The first is an operational mistake, a large centralized exchange or institution miscalculating the fee parameter, resulting in the sender intentionally overpaying. The second, and more intriguing, relates to specific, extremely large or complex transactions that utilize a vast amount of computational resources and block space, often related to specific cryptographic operations or highly unusual script sizes. Regardless of the cause, these singular transactions significantly distort the network metrics, inflating our reported average fee and total USD transferred without indicating systemic high demand.
So while the network traffic has dropped off significantly, suggesting a consolidation period after a large movement, the underlying potential for these massive fee anomalies remains, indicating that one or two very large players are still operating on the network with unique requirements.
Exactly. In terms of network health, the throughput is lower. Fewer active addresses, lower TPS estimate at 0.09 compared to yesterday's 0.08. But overall, the network is stable. What we're seeing today is a return to baseline activity, with the exception of those few persistent whale-level outliers skewing the fee statistics. The story of January 10th is quiet stability punctuated by a few very large operational transfers.
Quiet stability punctuated by seven-figure fee anomalies. That's Zcash in 2026. Neo, thank you for breaking down the technical realities behind the numbers.
Always a pleasure, Trinity. We'll be back tomorrow with the next set of data for the Zcast podcast.